Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. 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 Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, all right? All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this squad.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes.
You gotta stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you gotta pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are... Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child. Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
That is me. But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You saying we going 16-0, huh?
16-0, bro. How dare you say anything worse? How dare you?
Out your mind.
You know, we just drafted the Messiah.
Obi, the one and only, Shakes Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now, here is your host, Shakes Montana.
We'll be right back.
9-1-4-205-5796. I repeat, 914-205-5796. Feel free to call us. Live, we're live. Shout out to the crew. Got one of the best. No problems in Houston. But it's okay. If I know you can't talk, my brother, you go ahead and do your thing. And you know, holler at me when you can. Shout out to Dan Campbell, by the way, in the live chat. Appreciate you, brother, for always checking in. Alright, so what we're going to do today, man, we're going to talk about some current news with the New York Football Giants and around the league. We're going to get into it. And also, I got this little clip from Rich Eisen. And I just want to play this game of what if versus reality. We're going to do a little segment, man. Try something new, a little something. It's a little something, man. Try to, you know, bring it back, man. I'm trying to get back into the swing of this podcasting, man. I've been doing other things. And my mind has been elsewhere, as you can hear beats in the background and making all type of artwork. But we're going to get into it today. The New York Football Giants announced that Adoree Jackson has sprained his ankle in the joint practice versus the New England Patriots. But it seemed that he had walked off on his own recognizance, basically meaning he walked off on his own and then eventually was carted off. So we're going to get into that with the brothers and see how we're feeling about that. They said it is dealing with immense swelling. So at this point in time, we all know this is about the grade and the type of sprain. So we also got the brother with us, the chosen one from the Bronx. He talked to us when you're ready, my brother. We're going to get into you.
Peace, everybody. Just out enjoying some of the sunny weather or whatever, and I'm going to chime in, you know, when I'm necessary. Black, you sound a little bit muffled, bro. I just need you to know that. You sound good, but you're just a little bit muffled.
It's muffled? Oh, no. What's going on with my vibes? Am I better here? Right here?
Perfect. You're perfect, brother.
Right here? This is kind of crazy. I got to be on an angle. All right. So, yeah. So, ultimately, we're going to talk about the story. In the story, you know what I'm saying? I heard it was a bad sprain. Hopefully, it's not one of those high ankle things. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to get into it. But you got anything, E-Man? What you want to talk about right quick before we start chopping it up, and I got a little piece I want to play from Rich Ivey.
Nah, get right into it, bro. Let's get right into it. Let's play that thing.
All right. So with the brothers there, they want to get right into it. So let me get into it. Please excuse me. The clip here. Very, very short clip, by the way. It's, you better have downloaded it somewhere. Yep, here at the bottom. It's a short clip, and it's basically him giving a what-if scenario from the Giants that we all technically talk about. But I just want to go through some things with this one. All right? So your brothers just listen up if you can. I'm going to play this multiple times. All right?
If the Giants get quality quarterback play from Daniel Jones, and it is time for him to start showing that.
Oh, yeah.
If Saquon Barkley shows up like Saquon Barkley.
Big if, man.
If Kenny Golladay can stretch the defense like we've seen Kenny Golladay stretch the defense in Detroit. If Kadarius Toney is as good as it advertised as any young rookie receiver who has matchup problems. If Sterling Shepard can perform in the role that he might be perfect for as that number two. If Evan Ingram shows up and balls out like that dynamic tight end that has the ability that everybody thought he would to enter the realm of, yes, the Kelseys and the Kittles, who's on our number three. If that happens and the offensive line can protect and the Giants show up and defend, and Joe Judge is the Belichick acolyte who actually has the buy-in from the team, as opposed to, I'm a Belichick acolyte, and I'm going to do this the Belichick way without the cachet of having done it before, and I'll rub every last one of you the wrong way, which is what we've seen from virtually every Belichick acolyte who's gotten the job, from McDaniels 1.0 to Mangini to Patricia, right? Giants can be pretty damn good. And we don't know, because every last one of those ifs has not been answered at all by preseason play. They have hidden the ball. They are behind the curtain. Who's behind the curtain? Is it the magical Oz, or is it that dude who's working the controls? And the NFL 2021 season is the little dog Toto running behind the curtain, and we're going to find out. Yeah, I just made a Wizard of Oz football reference. That's what I just made. Oh, baby. Who are the New York Giants? What a mystery. Going into this season.
Does that make Dallas the Wicked Witch?
We'll find out. We're going to find out what's going on with the Giants and the rest of that division, the so-called money division.
I mean,
the shallowest Washington end of the NFC pool, I'll tell you that. Next to maybe the NFC North. I mean, we can go back and forth, I guess. Oh, baby.
All right, you heard the shot at the end. You heard that jab and that stab at the end, pause. You know what I'm saying? You heard that. We also got our brother with us, Shakes Montana. What's going on with your brother?
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yes, sir.
Who are the New York Football Giants?
This is what we need to open this up with. Did you hear all of the ifs, by the way? All of these ifs, right? We've been talking about all these ifs. Now, to me, from the surface, and you know, this, you know, reaching an audience that are not too familiar with us outside of knowing that we suck as far as record-wise and, you know, the way our teams are structured, not knowing the core of the team, the end result of what he said is true. They have been hiding that ball to a degree. And what they really tend to do, right? Which is like every other team. But we have so many of these variables that we can be good with if a lot of these things happen. So So I want to do that versus reality, right? So let's start with our number one draft pick. As you would call, what you call him, the rabbit? What do you call him? Shake?
Oh, me? I call him the cat.
The cat. As Shakes would, you know, coin the brother to be named the cat, he said, stop calling him the Joker. He didn't get that. Now, I understand what he's saying. He didn't earn that title. So if Kadarius Toney can turn out to be not just a trick, a one-trick pony, or, you know, just a trick pony, but an actual viable weapon, if he can turn out to be that, what is that versus what you really, truly believe will happen? The actual... we have him being this weapon. He's great. We say he went up probably like 950, you know, 950 yards. I'm say about 9 touchdowns. To me, that's going up as a weapon. He was used pretty efficiently as a weapon. You know what I mean? Outside of everybody else on this if list doing their thing, right? So I just put up some false and some fake numbers. 950, 9 touchdowns. What you want to do on the receptions? 70? I don't know. Right? Versus the reality. What will be the reality right now in your mind for a guy you haven't seen thus far versus that if? Talk to me, Shake.
Okay. So, and I just want to be clear on exactly what you're asking here and let the people know exactly what you're asking here before I even mainly answer it. But it's basically from what we getting from him, from his talent potential, is what you're saying should be around 900 to like 9 touchdowns or something like that, right? Is that what you're saying? But you want to know,
catches.
Yeah. But you want to know, and 70 catches. Thank you. Yeah, throwing that out there. Okay. But you want to know, how do we feel reality based now, seeing what everything that's happened or occurred from this point, right? That's what you're saying.
Correct.
All right. Got you. I would say. Reality, me and my looking at it, how I see it probably going, possibly going in reality base, I would say around 500, 550, 4 touchdowns, maybe 30 catches. Around that.
30 catches? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not about me. It's not about realistic from when, you know, whenever he approaches the field. And we're saying that's end result, right?
Yeah, right. That's,
yeah. Number two?
What was that? You asked me something?
Say those numbers again.
Okay. So around 30 to 35 catches, 500 to 550 yards. And 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, to me, that sounds more realistic. All right. You the chosen one from the Bronx, man. I'm not sure if you heard all of that. You know what I'm saying? And you were able to participate. I'm asking you the same question. What is the reality versus the big if? If you're there, brother. All right. We're going to go to LRP, if you're with us. I know you also are doing your thing out there. Y'all brothers out there doing the work for the community. I hear y'all out there. Talk to us if you're able to.
Work for the community.
For the community. All right.
The community
working. Right now, bro. Yeah, they're mostly working. Here's the thing. I think the numbers that you brought for are more realistic. I think at this point in time, it's going to become a big if the longer time presents itself and the, you know, more we don't see this kid or what he is able to present. Because I know, you know, he's going to flash. We're going to see, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, right? It's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the end result, I think you're more close to what a realistic approach would be for him. So now we put that, what would you put that? You put that like more mediocre? Or?
These are good questions, man. No, I don't put that as mediocre. I put that as a guy that's showing promise in his rookie season. That's going to go through it. You know what I mean? He's going to go through it. Of course, you know, the injury-wise, trying to get that NFL body, all these things, he's going to go through it in this rookie season. Bumps and bruises, but I think it's going to be for the best for him. So I would say promising, if I can give one.
Yeah, I would say encouraging basis, no offseason. It would be more encouraging. Like, I would be like, yeah, I'm looking forward and hopefully stay healthy, that type of thing. Stay away from corona.com. Hopefully he doesn't have any fatigue syndrome and all that the other people, you know, had during the season. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I appreciate it too, man, about the questions, man. I appreciate that. So we're going to move it on to Kenny Golladay. The big if for Kenny Golladay is if he can stay healthy, if he can show that he's a double-digit guy, the stretch-the-field guy, you know, and put up somewhere in the ballpark of 80 catches, has to be at this point in the money. 1,000, I'll say 1,100 yards, and I'm going to give him 10 touchdowns. Right? That's the big if factor. That's that if that's in the sky. Talk to me, Shakes, about some realistic aspects of what this would be.
Now, see, and this is... Here, this is a little bit more tricky. Because, all right, and I'm going to explain why it's a little bit more tricky, and I'm going to answer you as well. But,
not for you, though. Yeah, I already understand.
Yeah, like, you know, Kadarius Toney is a guy that's like a rookie that's, you know, they going to go ahead and string along in the process. You know, all this stuff that's happening in camp in the preseason, it's only going to lead way for them to just, you know, just ease them on in. Just ease them on by, you know. But with Kenny Golladay, you pay what? What's the numbers again? $70 million? $70 million?
Yeah, 70.
$70 million? You know what I mean? You ain't got no room, dog. You know what I mean? You ain't got no room.
Breeze, huh?
Yeah, you feel me? To be sitting there with the bullshit. So, to me, he's going to be more targeted when he is out there. My realistic numbers for him, I would say that he does reach 11 to 1,200. I would say around 7 to 10 touchdowns. The tricky part that is how much time will he be out there. Now, if he's over, like, if he's in there for 10 or more games, that'd be good. You know what I mean? Like, he can do that. You know what I mean? I would say that's reachable. But if he's missing to the, you know what I mean? Like, if he's only making 5 to 7 games this season, like, oh, that's impossible for him to get to. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know. So,
I got to be honest with you. I really don't think he can get up to those numbers. Only reason why I say that realistically is because, as far as like the 1,100, is because if another IF, right, he continues to show us his tenure as far as, you know, him being on the field and his availability, boy, that's a contention. That means you got to have these games that are just like, whoa, this guy is like, hey, he really paid for this. Yeah, he earning this money. So that comes with rhythm, and we have yet to see it even just with the core. I mean, damn, hopefully we see it against the Patriots, right? So the confidence, I don't really have too much confidence in it, I should say, versus the one with Tony. I think because Tony has the most upside right on that, right? So This one, I don't have as much confidence on, and it has to be proven to me. So I'm going to say realistically, I think this man could reach about, he could reach close to, I think he can get in the nines. I think he can get in the nines or at least 850
okay.
or something like that.
All right, let's speak on that because
touchdown,
when I was thinking about this, and hold on real quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to cut you off,
okay.
But I want to speak about the yards real quick because when I was thinking about that, I was like, I wanted to say maybe, you know, give him a little nod, but when I thought about 1,000, all right, yeah, that would be cool if he made 1,000. You know what I mean? All right, fine. That would have been like, all right, whatever. Even though 70 million, we need more. But when I thought about 900, I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah, he can't be a 900 receiver, bro. You know what I mean? So I'm like, 1,100, he has to make that. He has to. But go ahead, my fault. I just wanted to say that part.
No, it's all good. No, I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, he has to. But the realistic aspect of it, the way it's looking, from my point of view at least,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look realistic. I would say probably in the 9 somewhere or 850. I'd give him 850 to 900.
Mm-hmm.
900
that's
to 850.
Terrible. Terrible.
I think he can eclipse the double digits, though. I think if there's a
that's
situation
terrible.
Where...
money back.
I know. But hold on. This is where I think it kind of leverages itself out. If there's a situation where it's like today, although I heard my son, Mac Jones, is over there tearing up our defense. He did it damn near 22
out of 21. Mac Jones is true, bro. I ain't even going to lie to
you. I heard my
truth.
Son the truth. Yeah, I heard he the truth, though. I'm not off. So it's a when I look at it realistically, I think in the red zone, Danny Jones is going to be good this year. I really believe that because I think they're going to want him to run and present different things this year. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt. So I think there's an opportunity for this young fella, Mr. Galladay, to eclipse at least the double-digit touchdown ratio. I think there's a possibility for that to happen. I believe that at least. So I think that kind of leverages the yardage out. That kind of leverages to a degree, depending on the game, some of the him missing the games. It kind of leverages that to me as well. But, you know, once again, that's to be seen. But that's my realistic approach on that one. I'm not sure if the brothers are with us. I'm not sure if LRP and Edie Tolman are with us.
Man, I can't wait to get their answers. But
you know what I'm saying? I want to hear something. Four.
Yeah, but, I hear you, and you did make it sound a little bit better, you know, if you're saying – and he had double-digit touchdowns.
Right.
You know, I get it. But I still thinking about the 800, 900. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you got to reach over 1,000, you know what I mean? Being
that's
a big
a
money
face,
ticket.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see. That's a slap in the face. Oh, well. That's how I feel realistically, you know what I'm saying? But I think it would be a trade-off with the double. I would feel good with the double digits, though. Because end of the day, you know, you could be chunking people out, but yeah, you need to score. We're going to have to score. And hopefully you chunking them out is going to, you know, contribute to us scoring, but we're going to need to score. So if you don't chunk them out, but you are part of us scoring in the end zone, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to go a step further, man.
Yeah.
If you don't reach 1,000, man, it's a disappointment to me.
Why, man? Come on, man. Even with like 11, 12 touchdowns?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
You got to reach 1,000, bro.
Okay. What if he missed 3 games?
Still should reach 1,000, though, bro.
I hear you. But, I mean, realistically, if he misses time, he better be chunking one of these teams out. He better get us, you know, a couple 200s. You know what I mean? He's going to need a couple 200s.
He's going to give you a few buck 25s.
He's going to need a couple 200s.
I'm going to give you a few buck
25s. Let's go to the chat right quick. Dan Campbell said, ain't no way. Ain't no way. I'm going to say no motherfucking way. That's what I'm going to say. And what he was saying to you. He said, be ready to be disappointed. Damn. Cold-blooded in the chat.
Said that. Who said that?
Dan Campbell.
Mm.
Yo, hold it down real quick. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Hold it down.
All right. Mm. You know, I just can't see it, man. Can't pay that much money to a dude that can't even reach 1,000, man. And if he don't reach 1,000, that's a disappointment to me. It's a disappointment to me. And I don't want to hear no calling or nothing. I don't want it. Now, a double-digit touchdown.
You know where I'm at with it, Shay. I've been waiting to chime in, just waiting to get a quiet moment. It was kind of loud earlier where I was at. By the way, you already know what time it is. I ain't trying to hear nothing. $72 million? I ain't trying to hear nothing. I better see that 1,000. I better see them double digits. If you don't have double digit touchdowns, 9 is the minimum that I better see. You better be stuck on 9 because somebody else got 7 or 8 or about 4 or 5 people got 6.
All right, so let me flip it then. Let me flip it. What if he does get the 1,100, but he gets around like 7 or 8 touchdowns?
Then I'm not going to chew his lunch, but I need to see where the yards came from. I need to see how important he was in situational football. That when we needed
exactly,
a throw,
you get all that shit in garbage time.
Was him and Daniel Jones on the same page? Did we get the first down? Was he a part of a game winning drive? All of that I put together and everything. So if he's doing all of that, then I'm not going to clip him for 2 TDs. But he better be doing all that. And if he got a soft 1,000 with 8 touchdowns, oh, it's beef. You get no, it's no more room. I'm too old to be giving passes. Nope.
All right, so what's your realistic numbers for Galladay and Tony?
I gave you them before, but I'll go over them again.
Uh-huh.
70 to 80 catches for Galladay. 70 to 80 catches because we got a lot of kids. 1,100 to 1,150. 10 TDs. They got to be in the double digits, man. 72 million.
All right. No, I mean, you know, realistically, for you, that's how you feel.
For Kadarius, I'm giving him 40 to 45 catches. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to be in the return game, too. And 450 to 550 yards. Five touchdowns.
All right.
That's good enough.
E, we got to also put this reality into this thing, too. What if your man missed about 3 games?
Which man?
Galladay.
He's speaking of Galladay, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, what if he misses 3 games?
Yeah.
Still, 1,000 yards. It's 17 this year. We ain't getting no passes.
All right, I feel you.
Yeah, it's 17 of them things, baby.
I feel you. I'm not sure if you heard the Rich Eisen piece. Did you hear the Rich Eisen piece that I played? That's the reason why we're asking all these questions.
I got you, baby.
Now we all caught up. We all caught up outside of LRP when he tuned in because I know he about right. getting ready for that pause. You know what I'm saying? Getting there.
All right. Let that brother get his input then.
Yeah. No. We're gonna make sure he catches up. But here's the thing. The next is Daniel Jones. If Daniel Jones puts
next
together
question,
this season just like Josh Allen did, right? I'm going to say the numbers being, I'm going 4,000 yards. At least 45 touchdowns. I don't even know how many receptions, to be honest with you. I'm going with that's the big if, right? That's that, ooh, my God, Daniel. Oh, you're doing the thing. Versus
say that one more time for me, Black, because I thought I don't know if I heard.
4,000 yards passing.
Did you say 45 touchdowns?
No.
45 touchdowns.
So 4,545 touchdowns? He going
4,545 touchdowns.
What do you think, Jordan?
Yeah,
I'm just quiet. I don't know what to say.
He just took it. This is the leap. He took the leap.
Nah, I guess you're fine.
And he got the money. This is it. He got the bag.
And what else?
4,000 yards and 45 touchdowns. I don't even know receptions right now, to be honest with you. I can't even fathom it right now. But
you got to put the interceptions, though.
I'm going to say he 9 interceptions, 9 turnovers in total.
So he don't have
between
no fumbles.
Interceptions and fumbles. 9 turnovers in total between interceptions and fumbles. You do the combination however you want it.
All right, that's the
biggest.
I know, I got you.
Come on now. Now, bring me to reality. Let's go. Tell me what's realistic for Mr. Daniel Jones and what he's going to put together this season.
I'm gonna go 4,000. I'm gonna go 30 touchdowns. I'm gonna go 15 interceptions.
How many fumbles? Because you got to say that now, because we'd be putting the church's money on the ground.
Four
fumbles, 15 interceptions.
Yep.
4K, and how many touchdowns?
30.
Okay. I know you passed on the Itty Chosen One, but I know you heard everything too. So we need to talk to you, sir. Yes, sir. Itty Chosen One from the Bronx. Where are you, sir? Okay. Until he get it together. All right. I'll say 4K. 5 touchdowns. I'm going to say he throws 10 interceptions and he has 3 fumbles.
Yeah. 10, huh? I like 10. Hey, he gave me 10. That's good.
I think 10 is respectable, Shakes. For what he is, 10 is respectable.
Yeah.
Because remember, some of those are going to come off the hands.
I know.
I'm going to allow him 3 fumbles. I'm going to allow him 3.
That was mine.
Dan C. says he's going to have 4K with 32 touchdowns. All right. Dancy, how many turnovers from interception to fumbling? Let us know. All right. Let us also know, LLP and Either Chosen One, when you guys are ready. And where you at, J-Rock? We know you're listening. Where you at, man?
All right, Black. You're here, bro. Ask the question again so I can answer that for the people.
All right, so we got the big if for Daniel Jones. We say he get 4K, 45 touchdowns. I say about 9 turnovers between fumbling and interceptions. That's the big if. I think it's going to be realistic for his life.
Okay, so you want me to give some realistic numbers off expectancy for this season for my son?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go right now. Y'all ready?
Yes.
I give him 4K. I give him 4K. I'm not, if
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
give him
I think we all did at this point. Yeah.
4K. I give him 32 to 37 touchdowns.
Okay.
11 to 13 INTs. And turnovers, I think he finally locked in, and I give him 12. But that's because of the INTs as well. You feel me? Because they count as turnovers. So I give him 12 on the nose, like no less than 12. But I give him maybe 4 to 5 potential fumbles. 4 to 5. Because sometimes getting hit ain't nothing you could do. Ain't nothing you could do. Hassan Reddick, ain't nothing you could do. So that's the way I'm at with it. 32 to 37 TDs, 11 to 13 INTs. I'm gonna keep it from 11 to 13, and 12 turnovers just on this on the limit. Like there's not gonna be no less than 12. That includes fumbles and everything, and definitely 4K. Definitely 4K. I'll even give you a percentage. I think he throws for about 64% this season. 64 to 65%.
Okay. All right. I got you, bro. LRP, let us know when you're ready, bro. All right, we're going to bring on a caller. Shout out to the brother Shakes out there doing some work. Appreciate you, bro. We got our brother with us, Big Lou.
I'm here, guys.
Woo! What's going on, Lou?
What's going on? All right.
How you doing,
I jumped
bro?
In a little bit late, so what are you taking? Like, you're taking, like, predictions or, like, you're just, like, talking about percentage-wise?
So technically what happened, Lou, let me explain it to you, bro. I played a piece from Rich Eisen into where he was breaking down the what ifs about the Giants and they could be a good team, what if? Versus, I put the spin on it versus the realities, right? Because what he was saying is if Daniel Jones could take the lead, if Kenny Golladay would be good, I was about to call him Joker, if Tony would be good. You know, at this point in time, we got down to Daniel Jones, him taking his leap, like they would say, Josh Allen, shout out to Eddie Chosen and son, did in that, third year. What if that would happen? All of those things versus the reality. So I don't know if you don't have to participate if you don't want to, Lou. It's cool. Because sometimes I know you just go in and out. We all go with it.
Well, I'll say one thing. Jones needs to step up now. I mean, it's what, going into his fourth year in the league. I mean, he had some good moments, but, you know, far from anything spectacular. I mean, if he's really going to carry this team, he needs to step up, you know, and do it quickly. I mean, he's not a young rookie. He's still young, but he's not the rookie, you know, the team that we thought he was going to be. So he needs to get it together.
Respectively, that you think he would actually have this year in totality. Give me some respective numbers as far as how many yards, how many touchdowns, how many turnovers being fumbles and interceptions.
For the whole season?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll say 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 3 fumbles, and a little shaky in the yards. I'm going to say it's under 1,000. I'm going to say about 800 yards.
Huh? For the year?
Yeah, I don't see him reaching 1,000. I don't. I'm sorry.
Hold on. For who? For Daniel Jones?
I know. I'm being harsh.
Yeah.
I know.
For Daniel Jones, he don't reach 1,000 yards for the whole season?
Wow.
No.
You wildin'.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I don't know if you...
What is he throwing, like
25
yards a game?
Yeah, have you ever seen his numbers? What do you think he's averaging, like?
I think he'll average about 20 to 25 yards per game.
Okay.
Yo, if that is the correct shit, bro, get him the fuck out of the league.
Yeah. Period, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a total wash. So his rookie year, he had 3,027.
Can y'all do me a favor and make sure we're talking about the same
yards.
Lou may be thinking about a wide receiver or a running back. Please ask him If he
no,
just,
no,
he's clear.
No, he's talking about Daniel Jones.
I'm talking about Daniel Jones.
I'm just telling you, around the average, he's about 3,000. Around the average, about 3,000, right? If you rough it, he's about 3,000. So Lou, that's kind of disrespectful, Lou. It's okay though. We understand. You know, you guys just got you know Wilson over there. You're feeling a little, you know, you're feeling that way. It's okay. But we appreciate you either way, my brother. But now, outside of LRP catching up, what we're going to do is talk about the Saquon effect. What if Saquon comes back like RoboCop, Terminator, Cyborg, okay, and gives us some numbers that are astronomical, all right, because his rookie numbers were already just infectious. So let's say on the ground he gives us 1,500. Let's just say on the ground he gives us 100 yards, okay? We're going to say on the ground he gives us 15 touchdowns. This is the if, y'all, okay? He gives us 15 touchdowns on the ground, yet it's still we know he has this component of catching the ball. So he catches 95 receptions. He has 850 yards, and he has 10 touchdowns receiving. Astronomical. This is the what if. Somebody bring me back to what my son is going to do this season.
And this is Saquon.
Chosen One's family. This is Saquon Barkley.
All right, give me those numbers one more time.
One.
Just give me the numbers.
On the ground, 1,500 yards.
Uh-huh.
I say 15 touchdowns rushing.
Okay.
95 receptions. All right, I'm going to put the yardage in there. We're going to say the yardage is 900 yards receiving. 900 yards receiving. And 10 receiving touchdowns.
All right. The what if.
The what if. This is what happened last season.
Yo, Shakes, can I give my answer? Because it's only going to be one sentence.
Go ahead, bro. You
go. Yo, Black, that happened? Super Bowl. That's all I'm going to say. The answers, everybody else, yeah, I got it.
I just want the realistic approach of what you really believe this season, though, my G. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to you. What's up, Shakes? What's up, here? All
right. That's, yeah, man, I love those numbers. That's astronomical. And if that was the case, man, get that boy a contract right now. Get that boy a contract right now. Lock him up. But I would say, so they went with 1,500 yards rushing. I'm saying 13. I'm saying
13.
Yeah. It's realistic this season. 13 for me. They said, what was it, 15 touchdowns? Right?
Yep. On the ground.
Yep. I would say to like 10 to 12 touchdowns on the ground. So I got 1,300 yards rushing, 10 to 12 touchdowns. I'm giving him about maybe 50 to 60 catches. And I'm giving him up to 500 yards there. So that's 18 in total yards. But as far as receiving touchdowns, to even it out to round it, I would say about like round 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more realistic. All right. You chose one from the Bronx. We got you, but also we got Dan C with us too, by the way. Welcome to Brother and Dan C. Appreciate you. California love. Yes, sir.
What did you do, Dan?
Yo. Okay, so we talking realistic numbers for Saquon if Saquon is Saquon this season?
Right.
Okay.
No, no, no. For you, how you feel, man? Not if Saquon, but Saquon. How you feel?
No. How I feel? I feel he's coming back as that dude. I don't think it's going to be a real big taper off. I think we may see a taper off the first couple of games to get acclimated, but once he get up and running and he get that comfortability and that confidence mentally, it's over. And plus, we got another game to add to that. So I'm looking at it like this. Don't got to go into carries because I'm going to go into yards. I give him 1,200 yards rushing on the ground, and I give him about 450 to 500 receiving. I think he's going to be the one that puts us over the top this season, and he's going to be the most comfortable thing in the world for Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And touchdowns, I give him 12.
On the ground?
On the ground, I give him 8. I give him 4 receiving coming out of the backfield or for short yardage field routes by the end zone.
Okay.
So 12 total. 8 rushing, 4 receiving.
Okay. How many yards receiving?
Say that again, Black.
How many yards receiving?
I said it, but I don't think y'all heard me.
I
give him about 450 to 500.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, Lou, you want to participate with this one?
Yeah. All right, so if Saquon is the real Saquon, I think you'll have...
Not even just if he's just the real Saquon, just realistic numbers, what you see Saquon doing.
He's going to really do this season.
1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 1 interception. I mean, you're not going to be perfect. I mean, you're going to have a little stumble here and there, but
one interception.
He's not that bad.
Interception? You mean fumble, or what do you mean?
Fumble.
Yeah, okay. So you mean 10 touchdowns in total. How many do you think he's going to have on the ground versus in the air?
More of a ground player, I think the majority will come on the ground, so I'm going to say that will be 8.
Okay, 8 and 2. All right, I got you.
Yes.
I got you. Lou, man, appreciate you, man. Participation, baby. Love it. Dan C, talk to me, Dan C, man. Give me some realistic approaches of what you think is going to happen with this league and Saquon Barkley.
First of all, I just hope he's healthy for the majority of the season, and we all do, because of that being said. But I'd say the goal for him is 1,000 rushing yards.
My bad. Hold on, Dancy. I don't know if it's me, but you're kind of low. Is it me, y'all, or is he low? Because he said it's probably me.
It's probably me. I don't know. You guys tell me.
Can anybody else help hear Dancy? Is he low?
I can hear him, but it's not very loud, but yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah.
All right. Now continue. My bad. There, bro.
I'll kind of shout. Maybe that helps. But 1,000 rushing yards, 400 receiving yards. That's where I want to see him. Touchdowns, 12. I don't know which way, though. All-purpose, 12.
Okay. Dan C. We also have with us J-Rob. What's going on, J-Rob?
Yeah. What's good?
Peace, King. I'm not sure if you heard what we're doing here and how we're going down the line. Have you heard some of the broadcast thus far?
No, I just chimed in. I didn't hear anything.
All right, well, I played a segment from Rich Eisen where he did a whole bunch of what ifs. What if Daniel Jones, you know, took the leap? What if Saquon is healthy and he finally Saquon? What if Tony is Tony? And so we're going down on these what ifs because, you know, we're actually bolstered up these numbers to make these guys go over the top versus what the reality could be. So we're looking for some more realistic numbers on. First, you could start with Tony, then Galladay, then Daniel Jones, and then, you know, we made it on to Saquon.
So you want me to do all of them, or are we doing one by one?
Are you doing one by one?
We're trying to catch you up with us. Start off with Tony. Yeah, I mean, give me your realistic numbers for Tony this year, and then Galladay, and then Jones, and then Barkley.
You talking about the rookie Tony?
The dude who hasn't practiced yet?
Yes, sir. Yeah. All of this realistic, J-Rock. We want the hate and anything come out. We need it all.
Yeah. How can I do that, brother? I haven't seen anything from him to even fantasize what kind of number he's going to put up. We can't do that. I'm going to put an asterisk next to his name. Let's move on.
Okay. All right.
Galladay's
playing week one. I'm thinking he's going to put up the season. That's what we're talking about, right? The season?
The season. You're talking about the season.
For the season. I think he put up, I'm going to give him 1,000 yards. I'm giving about 10 touchdowns.
Okay. All right, what if he misses 3 games?
How many receptions?
I'm going to say about 150 targets, about 80 to 90 receptions.
All right, and Black Free asked, if he missed 3 games, you still think he get that 1,000?
If he played a whole season, I would say 1,000+. But that's the low end right there. So if he missed 3 games, that's the low end, 1,000.
Yeah, you still better get that 1,000. Yep. You agreeing with me and E? There you go.
Thank you, J Rock. I love you for that. And by the way, J Rock, before you give your next answer, I just want to tell you something so we don't forget. Lou said Daniel Jones is gonna have under 1,000 yards. This season,
gonna
he's
going to
average 25 yards a game. That's me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No bullshit. Yeah. That's what he said. I had to ask him just to be clear. Like, so what is he passing 25 yards a game? Yep.
Is he talking about the right person? Maybe he's mixing up Daniel Jones. Is he talking about the right Daniel Jones?
We got the Zach Wilson over there. That's crazy, you know, over there on the other side of the curtain. Yeah.
That was the wildest answer ever.
Yeah, that was out of control.
He said 1,000. The whole season, he's going to throw 1,000 yards.
That's no, you're talking about the quarterback, you know? Yeah.
That's not me. That's not even half a game. No. Half a game do better than that.
Yo, J-Rock, whoever asked enough
get you 3,000 yards.
To a calculator, right? And somebody do 25 times 17. That's all I want to see what that is. It's 25 times 17.
Hold on. That's 425 yards.
75 yards here. Has anybody in the history of the NFL that started 16 games through for that amount of yardage? Because that's one game for some quarterback.
No. That'll be the first time in history.
I don't think it's that good.
It's going to be like 59
Maybe he's saying that Daniel Jones is going to get hurt then. I don't know, bro, because that's crazy.
I don't know. He ain't feeling him. This is what we got. The undertone to all of that was, I'm not really feeling your man, though. Okay.
Even Charlie made okay.
Up. He's straight bum, stickity.
Yeah, he like, that's who this bum. He better, you know, he heard him when he came in. He like, he better step up. What the hell is he doing? He better fucking step up. I got it, Lou. We got it. So, J-Rock, moving on to Daniel Jones. Give us some realistic approaches on Daniel Jones.
if he plays like everybody is expecting him to play, all these weapons, hopefully all these weapons get healthy. He surpassed about, I'm saying close to 4,000, man, 4,000 yards passing. He should be between 20 to 25 touchdowns, at least.
Okay.
Interceptions, I'm going to say between 10 and 15 interceptions because he's, I still don't trust him with that.
I got you. You
got fumbles? You got any fumbles?
Fumbles, yeah.
Man, why are we even talking about that? Man, y'all putting the jinx on the kid.
So how many
money,
turnovers in total?
About the church's money, man.
That's what we were saying. We were saying how many turnovers in total. That's my
action. I'm going to go with 20. 15 interceptions, 5 fumbles. Fumbles lost.
Okay. All right. That's how you say it.
I think it's the same thing with me, right? I had the same thing. I think
yeah.
I just had four fumbles.
Yeah,
I had 15 interceptions.
All right, you just have to. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to Evan Engram. Okay. So.
Wait. We ain't get Barkley from him.
Okay.
We ain't get Barkley from J-Rock.
Oh, my bad. We didn't get Barkley. My bad. Great.
Look, man, I'm counting on Barkley. I got Barkley in fantasy. I'm counting on Barkley to have a good season. Shit. He better run for 1,200 yards and about 15 touchdowns, 15 total.
Total. Okay, total. Okay. What you got on receiving yards?
I don't know. You got a lot of weapons. He throws a lot of people, so I don't see his numbers being that big. I'm gonna say anywhere between 50 to 400.
Yeah, we kind of on the same wavelength, bro. All right, we can move on now. He caught up.
All right, all the way up. All right, so let's go to Evan Engram. So we're going to the right? So this is the astronomical. So you know, please forgive. So, Evan Engram, if he turns out to be who he's supposed to be, the man with the Jericho, so well, we know who you are, boy. Let's see you. We're going to say he has 80 receptions. J-Rock, I'm not going to give you the target. I'm sorry, sir. 80 receptions. I'm going to say 850 yards. 10 touchdowns. That's about it. That's about it. I'm not going to go through the fumbles and anything.
All right.
If y'all want to go through the fumbles
and
the turnovers.
Reception yards and touchdowns for Engram. That was the what-if numbers. Just to let J-Rock know, to be clear, that wasn't Black Freeze's predictions. That was just the what-if.
Yeah, just the what-if.
All right.
This month?
I would say... I would say to like 50 to 60 receptions. I'm giving him like 600 yards. I don't know why that number just came to my head. I wanted to say 700, but I thought that was too much. So I'm going to go with 600. 600 yards. So 50 to 60 receptions, 600 yards. Let's go with the guard number from that, 7 touchdowns.
7 touchdowns. All right. You're the chosen one from the Bronx. Talk to us, man, about your son. You know, off and on, I know your relationship with your child here has been rough and rocky.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your son.
I'm going to keep it a thigh wow. This is the year that you guys are going to be proud of my son, and I'm going to actually take him to the park after for the first time. I give him 45 to 55 receptions in between 500 to 600 yards and 6 TDs. But
it's going to be game situational. He's going to have crucial catches. He's finally going to realize this is the infamy, and then I'm going to take him to the park, and you guys are going to be proud of him. That's cool? We got it? We got the numbers?
Got the numbers.
We got it, bro.
All right,
appreciate
bro. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Lou, you participating, bro? What's going on? I'm trying to see spot. Okay, Lou. That's all good, bro. All right, Dan.
I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear the question.
All right. Give us some realistic numbers this year for Evan Engram.
Evan Engram. Okay. I'll say 13 touchdowns, 1,400 yards.
Wait.
Whoa,
I'm
whoa.
Sorry. Hold on. Wait a minute. So you're basically
so
saying, right, let me just get this clear. Let me just make sure because I jot down in my head, bro. So you mean to tell me he's getting 14 touchdowns and all these yards, right?
Yeah.
But Daniel Jones only threw for 10 touchdowns.
Yeah,
and under 1,000. So obviously, my boy Glennon out there slanging them things. Then is what you trying to say?
Yeah,
my boy Glennon gonna be out there.
Jones at all.
Yeah,
okay,
I was
not your guy.
All right. But I just wanted to be clear. Okay, continue.
Feel the hate. It's okay.
Yeah, Jones is not your guy. So I'm gonna say, and I think he'll throw. I'll stick with 200 receptions.
What did you say, Ben? Say that again.
200 receptions.
Oh.
200 receptions.
Two interceptions.
Oh, Glennon or Daniel Jones.
Like,
yeah,
I think Lou is lost on the play.
Yeah, we was on Evan Engram and shit.
Nah,
I just wanted to know why your numbers ain't matched up with Evan Engram and Daniel Jones. I just wanted to be clear. So you basically
saying he will not be playing. When those numbers came up, it's almost like Lou got him in fantasy and he wants these numbers for him. I don't know. I don't think he was actually matching it all up. Because I think you just think about the player. Like, talk to us, though, Lou. You here.
He's saying Glennon tossed things.
I don't think Jones is your guy.
Yep, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, all right, so that's what it all boils down to. All right, we appreciate that, though, Lou, because we're going to get into it, though, because, you know, after this, you know, we're going to crush this topic and go on to some free talk and things of this nature. But Dan C. talked to me. We appreciate you, though, Lou. Dan C. talked to me about Evan Engram and his number.
Numbers guy, and that's how I see it.
Hey, we ain't arguing with you, bro. We just wanted to be clear. Where you at, Dan? See?
You can skip me, dude. I'm busy right now, but losing
numbers. No, it's all good, man. Love. J-Rock?
25 yards a game.
25 yards.
he's the numbers guy.
Why y'all doing that?
J-Rock, man, what you got, man? Evan Engram.
Hey, look, you got to have a good season. I got him in fantasy, bro. He got to have a good one.
That's another one.
So I'm going to say, and you know me, I don't like Evan Engram.
So why don't you trade him to me, son?
Six touchdowns. Nah, bro. I'll get back to you, like, midway through the season.
I got you, though.
Midway through the season. If he a bumps diggity, we'll trade all day.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a bum for him, too.
Okay. Well, who you got? Well, hold on. All right,
I got no bones. I give you Rob Gronkowski right now.
Not Gronkowski.
Right now.
Gronk.
Gronk.
Go ahead, do the numbers, because I know you're thinking right now. Now I got the hamster wheel turning. Go ahead, do your thing, man. It's okay. 50
to 60 receptions. About 500 to 600 yards. I'm saying 4 to 5 touchdowns.
4 to 5 touchdowns. Yeah. That's really interesting.
So yeah, he think Rudolph's gonna have most of them touchdowns, probably.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's realistic.
He ain't gonna jump the gun, but yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking and taking from that. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Yeah. I'm watching NFL Network, and they said Rudolph started practicing today, so that's where them numbers came from.
Oh shit! Here we go.
That's realistic. I gotta be honest.
All right. I'm mad at you.
Plus, y'all heard Adoree Jackson sprained his ankle?
Oh, no.
Real quick. All right, so Black basically see him getting realistically about 60 to 65 receptions. I think it's going to be a thing. I think he's going to have 700 yards. And I think he's going to have the guard number. I'm going to give him the guard number on the touchdown. I'm going to give him 7 touchdowns. I think Evan is going to have a good season this year as well. I think he is because he's coming for the money. And he's time for it. He should be healthy, like, completely. We didn't see anything nagging. They've been protecting him. So I think he's coming for it. So I think he has a pretty good season. Now, let's move on. We touched on it, pause, at the top of the broadcast. Adoree Jackson gets hurt in the joint practice with the New England Patriots. First blurb I got from Twitter was he was carted off. They said he walked to the cart and then got carted off. So we all just sitting back waiting for what type of sprain he has, but he has an ankle sprain. Let's talk. Shakes Montana, that's your son. Talk to us about your son. What's going on? Do you have concerns? What do you see him coming back, if that, or if we just wait?
I don't know. Yeah, y'all just broke the news to me, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have no answer, bro. Don't have to add sway.
That's what's up. But how do you feel, either way?
Not good.
Tell us.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
Man, because he's really important to what we're trying to do out there, so that's a big blow. All these other bullshits, that was just bullshit. This is a big blow.
So now, I'm just going to throw this in there, a little caveat. So now, do you think them trading for Josh Johnson actually makes it more of a thing?
Yeah.
Versus Yizabub, because you know this is where Yizabub will come right back.
I heard he got hurt today.
Yizabub.
Josh Jackson got hurt too. God damn.
Josh Jackson got hurt today too.
Oh Lord! Oh, my whole stance is off now. What was the injury?
Something light, but they said Odori's going to be all right. They said it was a sprain. He was out there practicing again a couple of hours later. Like an hour later, he was back on the field. But they did say Josh Jackson also got dinged up, too. I don't know what the injury is. And just to piggyback on all the numbers, I heard everything. I ain't going to go all the way through it, but I just want to just maintain on one, which is Saquon. And I'm going to go astronomical on every player that you guys name. I'm going with the first numbers. Especially Saquon Barkley. And the question was presented, what would you do if these numbers were to come to fruition?
America better pray that this motherfucker don't do that. I tell you that. Because if you think I'm annoying, or if you think I'm annoying, you just wait till this goddamn kid does that. If he does that, America,
terminated.
Y'all motherfuckers better stand by. Now, I don't want to be yelling at nobody here. I'm sorry if I am, but I tell you what.
And we need that. We need that. You just brought the life. Go ahead, baby. Keep going.
Exactly. I hope so. Because I am praying. I am praying. True to fucking form. This whole running back shit that America got and this whole president's bullshit, and y'all want to use fucking sports to cloud your punk-ass presidencies? We going to talk about it. Let that kid go for with those astronomical numbers say. Let him go. You ain't going to never hear the end of my goddamn voice, especially when it comes to Saquon. Fuck out of here, fucking running back haters. How about this, America, NFL? How about you get rid of all the goddamn running back to see how your fucking league looks?
America.
Yeah.
How about this, America?
Like these kids can't earn a fucking living because of fucking running back because of y'all punk-ass beliefs. Fuck out of here.
They scared.
All right. So, what about Daniel?
You say you weren't going to speak on everybody's numbers, but yeah, give us Daniel Jones' numbers, bro.
Nah, fuck all that. What about Daniel?
I'm going astronomical. I'm going with the first numbers for everybody. Evan Ingram, Daniel Jones, Galladay, Quan, all the players that y'all named. I'm going with the first numbers.
You went all the way there.
All the
way there.
So, even the turnover?
What was the turnover number?
The turnover number was 9 in total. You do the combination, however you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I go with that. Makes sense. Sounds about right. You all based on six left and right.
Sounds about right. Fuck out of here. Yo, we better win the Super Bowl, bro.
Based off that, right?
For real. Based off LRP, we need to be winning the Super Bowl.
Well,
I don't want to hear no shit. If he's saying all of what is that's what he going with, and that's what he predicting, and that's what he see realistically, if all of what is happens like LRP wants it to do, that's Super Bowl right there. Ain't no, there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. Whew. They better stop getting hurt.
Not with 25 passing yards a game.
We ain't talking about new numbers. We talking about the what is.
Oh.
But if all the what is came true. But all the winners came true. That's Super Bowl right there, Dan. See, you can't tell. Yo, did you hear Saquon's number? Did you hear Daniel Jones' number? You heard Galladay shit. All the motherfucking, yo, if all that shit came to fruition.
Should be.
That's Super Bowl, baby.
That's a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm going
wanted to
with
hit
the
reality.
I'm going with them because
the
that's
reality,
all we got.
The realities were good. I think we were realistic in the approaches of it. Lou, I understand, man, because you're not really a Giants fan, but you really fucked with us. I appreciate you. And you tried. Here's the thing. Joe Judge is sitting with his daddy. He told his daddy, he said, look, man, I want to be around you forever, man. Look, I think we need to do this as long as I'm here. Joint practices every year with the Patriots. And, you know, it seems we play them every year in the preseason for some reason. I guess it's nostalgia. But how do y'all feel about that? Let's go around the room. Chase Montana.
Repeat the question for me.
Joe Judge is sitting up there with his daddy, Bill Belichick. And came up with the conclusion that they need to do these joint practices every year. And, you know, we play them technically in the preseason every year. And like I said, I guess for nostalgia. You feel about that?
Well, how I felt about it? Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that. I like it. Because, you know, I think it's good for Judge. I think it's good for Judge because he gets to see his father every year, right? He gets to see his father, and he gets to pick his brain about, you know, what's going on in the upcoming season. So for him to have every year, you know, to just to go to his dad, get some advice to go for the upcoming season, yeah, I would like that. So, yeah, I'm all the way down with that.
Father's Day, right?
What's your father?
That Father's Day. That Father's
Day.
Yeah. I feel you on that. All right, LRP, you with us? Or what you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Talk to me.
I'm with it. Oh, yeah, I'm with it. You know, them getting together every year and, you know, dissecting each other or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with it. I think it's more of Belichick being able to be close to his one true love, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I ain't got no problem with it.
Yeah, I forgot about that aspect. He does love our organization.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
crying, bro.
You're absolutely right. He gets to come home every year. Yeah, I mean, just to... Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, Shakes, yeah, you know, your prediction may be right if Judge can hold on.
What's prediction? What's one? What happened?
Bill Belichick coming home.
Oh, yeah. Yo, hey, bro. Right. I need that, yo. You know what I mean? Like, he can replace Gettleman,
bro.
Just
hold on. Win some of these games.
Get the fuck up out of here, Gettleman. Yeah, I swear I will kick Gettleman out so fast for Belichick, bro. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, if he want to come right now, he can. Like, right now, if he just said, and said, I wanna be the GM for the New York Giants, I'd be like, yo, Gettleman.
I believe
pack your
that
bags.
Will happen.
What are you doing?
I believe you right there was Mr. Cleo.
I would definitely welcome that shit with open arms. Gettleman, get the fuck out. That dude is terrible, bro. Terrible. And my Barkley voice terrible.
All right, so we got LRP, we got Udi Chosen One from the Bronx.
Yeah, what was the question, brothers? I think I kind of
so
caught it. It was about Judge coming, Judge in New England, right? Something about that.
Judge.
Yeah, basically how you feel about
them
doing this every year, because they want to have this like an annual thing for them. So
I'm begging for it. I'm begging for it. One, you're talking about one of the, if not the most winning organization, if I'm not mistaken. The way they do things, also, as you guys was mentioning, that's what made me realize some of what the question was, that he comes home to daddy, he gets to vent, he gets to put his head on his hoodie, right? Also pick the brains of what's going on, and he's always going to be helped. You understand? Wherever Joe Judge may be feeling blue or sad or whatever, and we may not know it, he gets to sit him down and go, yo, dad, listen, I'm really having a tough time with this right here. And he gets to reset, get all that football knowledge placed back into certain areas, and do it his own way. I love it. Keep it going forever, ever, until we get Belichick.
Now, that's what I want to ask, though, because in order for us to get Belichick, my main thing is what I feel like his focus right now to do is to win without Brady. I feel like he wants to win in New England without Brady. But if he falls short, I believe he's coming home. So I'm,
I think so, too. That's why I think what you said is going to come to fruition. I believe so. I truly do. Lou, talk to us, man. How do you feel about this New England and the Giants relationship? Joint practices, sir.
I don't see anything with the Giants, you know, this season. They have a lot of work to do this season. I'm not gonna
How do you feel about them and New England having joint practices together?
New England's a bust too. I mean, ever since that Brady left, they haven't been the same team. They really haven't. Anyway, fellas, I got a split. I got more duties to take care of. So, on that note, good night. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Peace out, Lou.
Appreciate you, Lou, man. Shout out to Lou, man.
that's a true Jet fan for you.
Airbus too. You know what? I can't even talk about this. I gotta go, guys. Shout out to Lou. All right, J Rock, talk to me, man. What you think about these joint practices, man? England and Dada and his turn talk.
Yeah, it's good work, man. As long as Belichick is around, you really don't know how long Belichick going to be around. Another year, another 2 years. I mean, he's been coaching for almost 30 years now, over 30 years. So as long as he's there, that's good. We don't know when he's going to be leaving. It might be sooner than that, but he thinks.
Exactly. It's looking like it to me. And
next
probably going to try to load back into what it was prior to rolling in and coming over there. My bad, LLPZ.
Nah, I was just clowning around. I was saying the next coach be like, hell no, nah, I don't like this setup at all. Keep them funky ass down.
Exactly.
Safe my seat. Like, who's out there with this?
We don't know what that next coach going to be like. He might be like, nah, I don't want no damn joint practice. So get the fuck up out of here.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean it's good until he leaves. It's good until he leaves. But because you know every time a regime change happens, the whole building switches.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So we don't know what they're gonna be thinking. But to piggyback off of Fake said about Belichick trying to get that next ring without Tom Brady, I've been saying that shit for years. That's going to prove how good of
it is.
Was it Tom Brady or was it Belichick? I'm thinking it was Tom Brady because this dude went to another team and went to the Super Bowl in a year. Like, didn't waste no time taking that team to
the
Super Bowl.
Plan, too.
That's crazy. He went to the perfect team. They had everything.
Perfect.
All they needed was a quarterback.
Perfect. That was perfect.
I was about to say, don't that sound like us, though? Like, all we need is a quarterback, but no, we kind of need an offensive line, too. Never mind.
Desperate.
Yeah, we kind of need an offensive line, too, though. Like, that's still yet to see what the fuck is going on there. But we have a lot of ifs. That's why I thought that thing was, valid. You know what I'm saying, from Rich Eisen. Because there's so many variables, and we have yet to show anything because we've been playing that in the backups. And we ain't showing our hand at all. You know, we're going to show a little bit. But it's a very interesting thing. And I'm not sure who else is doing that around the league, because I guess I'm not paying attention, but talk to me, fellas. Who else is doing that? Who else is doing what we have done? Not playing their starting quarterback, have played at least all of their backups to figure out what's going on with their roster. And have all of these ifs on their roster to where they really need to actually get some amalgamation and play together. And you know what I mean? Talk to me, Shake Up. Who else? What up? Is there another team that's doing it, or are we a one-on-one?
Nah, not to that extent. But they asked Judge about that, and Judge was like, I don't give a fuck what they doing on anybody else's team. This is what I'm doing.
Nah, I feel that. But what
like,
has that ever happened before, or are we a one-on-one on this?
I agree.
So
I would have done it because it's been everything that I've been saying up to this point. I mean, so I would have done the same thing.
So we 1-1. Anybody else doing that? Got it.
Bubble wrapping?
I think that's what he's doing.
Bubble wrapping. And who is the bubble wrap king?
All right.
Yeah.
The question is, is there any other team in the league doing this as well? What we're doing?
There is.
Like directly. Bubble wrapping our quarterback, bubble wrapping our running back, bubble wrapping our wide receivers, the tight end. What the hell is going on?
Nope. So, nobody. Nobody.
There are like 18 who have not played their starting quarterbacks, because I saw the graphic this morning. So there are 8 teams who are not playing their quarterbacks. There are 8 quarterbacks who have not played. But
yeah, that's not
the rest
question.
Of the starters.
That's not the question.
Yeah. I thought I was trying to put perspective on the answer. You know what I'm saying? There are other starters who have played. So, yes, you are, you know, probably, I guess I went left with it. I don't know. But to answer the question,
yeah.
No.
No. There is nobody.
We haven't played any starters.
So we are 1 of 1 on this.
Yep. Nobody.
All right, Keith Sweat. So at this point, we know that this topic today, and which Eisen presented and what I'm presenting today, is that this is a realistic thing. We don't know what we are, what we are. It's confusing. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like a damn puzzle. What the fuck is this, bro? And that first team better come out shining, and Daniel Jones better come out shining like when he was a rookie. Like, I don't even want to see a resemblance of the struggle, because I truly believe you have messed up now momentum. I think preseason is just, you know, jollying around, of course, trying to figure out what your team is. But at the same time, you need rhythm, live action. And that's what I believe it is, too. It's like a massager. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do it. So we can bubble wrap all we want, but we better have some rhythm coming out this motherfucker. But go ahead, Dan. I heard you chime in, bro.
I was just going to say that's what Rich Eisen was saying at the end there of that clip where he said, is he the Wizard of Oz or is he just some man behind the curtain flipping switches? So we're going to see, because it's definitely a unique way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fact. Very interesting to me. Another thing that's interesting to me, Shake said that we're going to sign, you know, of course we know at this point it's not going to be a household name, but some sort of offensive line help. Still squinting. I don't really see him on the waiver wire, Shakes. You said week 1, right?
I thought you said before week 1.
Before week 1? So, where you at, bro? You don't know. In the bushes, like Homer Simpson?
It's going to have to be before week.
Yo, bro, we need help on all levels of overthrow right now. Well, the only reason I'm saying that is because God forbid an injury, right? My bad. Go ahead. What you say?
The Patriots traded Sony Michel to the Rams.
Yeah. I think for like a 4th-round pick, and I think the Rams are going to get a conditional. I think that was a good trade. They needed him. Because I think Akers got hurt for good.
Akers
helped. Yeah. So they needed some help. They probably didn't really draft properly and do the right thing there. So, you know, maybe gave him a 4th-round for it. And plus, I don't know, he didn't seem right when he went over there. He just never seemed right.
I don't know. Is Sony Michel a good fit for the Rams? Patriots, they just use him as a receiving back, right? They never really ran him.
No, he was running in between the tackles, but he wasn't really that explosive like his counterpart, Nick Chubb. So maybe he needed to change the scenery to figure out his life. I didn't realize that, brother, too. You know what I'm saying? I didn't realize. I don't know if you ever seen him like in the camera. That brother looked like a fish, bro. Like, he cock out like a motherfucker, boy. I don't know, maybe he needed some legs or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. That boy looking both ways. He's looking
like
funny.
Funny in the light.
Funny in the light. Hey, Yeah, I don't know, B. This is crazy. All in the face. But it's all right. Hopefully you can see out there. I don't know. I don't know if you ever seen the interview. And that boy looking in every direction like sticky fingers, boy. Hey.
Then he should be awesome, right?
I don't know, bro, because maybe that should look like a merry-go-round. Like fish eye, you know what I mean? Like, you know how like the fisheye shit look on the lens? I don't know. Maybe that shit looking like that. I don't know what's going on.
I like that trade, though, and I think we're going to find out if Sony Michel's right for the NFL.
You probably picked him up, too. Give me that.
I can't. Not in this league, these leagues, man. Not with these formats.
They're tight. Yeah, I like that.
Running backs are like gold. You can't drop anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not this early.
You sure can.
Yeah, I love it. But, that's a good trade.
Although I wasn't at that number two.
Yo, Dan, real quick.
Yo.
I learned that the most painful way in the world, like when you're indecisive on a running back, so you may pick him up, but then you may drop him, and then you may be like, you know what, I'm going to grab him back up. Yo, it was 1:48 in the morning. I dropped the dude at 1:51. At 1:53, he was gone. I said, yo, who's up at 1:51?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Who is up at 1:51?
Man, save me on
the lines, bro.
I'm definitely on it. I'm like a hawk.
I get mad
like,
when they mess up the waiver wire
mm-hmm.
time. I know their clock, and I'm like, what's going on over there, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be open right now.
I'm in the same way. I've been like, ain't nobody up to this time. I'm going to make the move. I do that shit all the time. It's like, yo, 12,
yeah.
Fucking 1 o'clock
right.
at night. Make some moves.
Well,
everybody sleep.
My
right.
other
that's
my money
what I'm
league.
Talking about. Now that I said it, now everybody want to confess.
I've been up, boy.
Yeah,
I'm like a hawk,
either.
Boy. I'm always up.
Because he's 3 hours behind. So Dan C be like, yo, so hey.
Exactly.
Man, how's everything going?
Exactly. When it hit 12 for him, it was like 3, 4, 5 for us. And shit,
uh-huh.
He good money. Like, oh, Ravens just hit? Oh, shit.
Just watch the movie. Dan C be like, it ain't nothing.
Like
just watch the movie.
108.
Facts.
108 a.m. for Yahoo. For the NFL, it's like 12:30. Over here, so 3:30 for you guys, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm told you, I'm on it. I know. Oh, I know.
Oh yeah. But like, ours is reversed order, so the waiver. If you're up in the top, you know you're not going to get your waiver claims. So you gotta get in there. You know.
Well, I can't wait for this season, man. This shit gonna be lit. I told you I was going to get you a majority of the motherfucking league so you can motherfucking talk your shit now. Well, I'm only in one league. I can't win as many championships
yeah, so
as you.
You
well,
so you really want to be in the division.
I don't remember
you want to be in the division
like
with
that.
Dan C, huh?
Let's go.
That's
yeah, that's you.
Oh,
I'm
right?
Well, crying about it.
Yeah, that was you. I'm like, all right. I don't remember crying about it. I don't think that was me. Yeah, it was you.
Yeah, that's how it sounds in Shake's head.
That's right.
I'm
going
to need all y'all to take y'all old ass to at 11:30 and let me work.
Go
and
sleep, y'all.
And you sit y'all old asses down.
Hey.
Sleep at 11:30. You understand? Good. I know what to do. Send y'all some of this Granny Goodness. That'll check y'all.
Have some of this. I won't be up at 12. Everybody on a comatose sleep.
Yeah. What happened, Shake? Have some of that Granny Goodness, bro. Good.
Leave.
I done picked up Dalvin Cook while you're at
see that one cooking waivers.
I'm gonna start really, really planning shit out. Like, I'm gonna start giving everybody what they was necessary before the draft. That's how you do it. Sabotage. Straight up. And Adori, thank you so much for that information. A lot of people, because my heart definitely skipped two beats.
My bad, I missed the information. What did he say, bro?
No, I was saying thank you to LRP for the information that they saying Adori going to be okay. Because my heart skipped two beats when you was letting that be known, Black.
Yeah. What did they
say? He ended up coming back out. He came back out in practice an hour later. He was back on the field.
Oh, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, he did hurt his ankle.
So what were they talking about the swelling? They had a report the swelling was so intense. Look, these reporters, man, somebody needs to get slapped at certain points. I got to be honest with you, man.
Yo, leave it up to them. We were trash today. Got our answers with the practice. Leave it up
to them. Outside of Daniel Jones, I think he's, you know, in 707s in the green
zone. Let's be real, though.
Boy, went crazy.
We have the worst beat writers in the world.
Yeah.
Dude. In the world, Craig.
Big
sure.
Box.
In the world, Craig. For real.
That's
a fact.
For real,
bro. Terrible, man.
Definitely robots.
They don't even like the team. They sound like Lou. They sound like Lou, bro.
The only one that do is Ed Valentine and Patty Trainer. She and they, you know, the fans.
Oh, my God.
Everything
right.
Is match.
Shout out to Patty, though. Shout out to Patty. She's still, you know, friend of the show. But
hell yeah.
Kind of, you know.
My wife on the low-ski.
I plead the fifth on all that.
Patty Shakes, B. Remember when I gave her that name?
Nah,
she's like,
nah. I understand.
Hey,
I understand, man. Because you were Twitter
Patty
guy.
Shakes.
I mean,
like,
she
Patty Shakes.
Twitter.
I like that. She's my press
Twitter.
Wife. That's what you call her. She's my press wife.
That's a good way to put it.
You ever seen what she look like, Shakes?
Yeah, I seen what she look like. Hey, yo.
Well,
who look better than
like
that? Who look better, her or Anita Marks?
I was like, yo, back in the day.
Who look better, her or
Anita Marks? Anita Marks, hands down.
Yeah, Anita Marks, yeah.
Hands down. You know why? And I'm going to tell you why.
Hey, boy, you done seen everything.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what it is?
Like,
Anita Marks works out hard.
When they was young.
Stays in shape hard.
Yeah.
Shout out to both of them. They both been on the show, right? Shout out to both of them. No, I think Anita ducked us, didn't I think she did come, though. That, she did come on the show, didn't she?
She wound up getting on the show because when we was dealing with Paulie Dots, he said, well,
right.
Anita's here. Do you want to talk to her? And then she wound up getting on the show. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to those journalists and those women doing their thing. Appreciate y'all out here in the space.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Anita's doing right now. I don't even know what Anita Marks is doing.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing either. She was hot shit for a minute, though. I was saying that everywhere. ESPN.
Where
the fuck? Like, you everywhere, baby.
She's on Sirius XM, like on the weekend.
Oh, she probably just
laid back. I feel like I've heard her there.
She probably just laid back over the secular, right, and went back and just chilled and got her own spot.
Somebody told us that we had a podcast.
You could just venture off and do your thing. You don't really got to be attached to anything. You can open up your own venture and just do what you want to do.
Or something, bro. Are we on iHeart or something?
I got a great segue question for you guys when y'all done. Just let me know when y'all ready or not.
Hey,
yeah,
J-Rock, are we on iHeart?
Oh, you said, okay.
No, I was just asking in general, but then I just was asking J-Rock because he probably wouldn't know and shit. Like, we on iHeart, ain't
nah. If we on iTunes, Spotify, we have to be on all the rest of them because this is kind of like a general thing.
I haven't found you guys there, and on Spotify, it's hit and miss. and it's not on iTunes.
He used to be on iHeart. I don't know what happened.
He said Spotify is
here for you right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he dropped, so he's
I know we're not on iTunes anymore.
So we need to be published. We need to publish that. All right, that's what's up. But we're getting things together. We're figuring it out. We're getting it together. What are you about to do this?
Hey, yo, J-Rock, you going to take that trip?
Bro, y'all picked the wrong day, bro.
I had timing for you. Something we got to talk off here.
Yeah, you can't do it early in the week.
I mean, it's whatever flexible right now, you know what I'm saying? We just got to get down to date for real. That was like a landmark, I guess, for like what LRP was putting up. Because he felt like everybody probably should have enough time to do so or something. I don't know.
There's enough time for me to get off and get some days, but that day, 22nd.
Something more, you know what I mean? More crucial. But you talking like maybe like the 14th or something?
The week before? Yeah, I'll be good.
We changing the pitch on me?
If we got sick with that day, I would have to leave on the 21st.
All right, so bet. So, I mean, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, if everybody else good with the 14th, we good then. We just put it to 14th. I don't think nobody
cool,
said anything yet for it, right? So, it'll be good.
The only reason I said it for the time that I did is because that's a little payday for me. So, that's pay week. 14th is off week, so I got to make sure I have some bread. But I ain't worried about that.
I'm good with the 14th. Well, that's what's up then. Then all hands on deck then.
So is that good? Everybody on board with the week of the 14th?
That was a good week for me.
What's happening?
Going to Delaware.
Just give me the date.
Yeah, that Delaware
October?
Shit I'm talking about. Yeah.
October 14th? October 14th.
Yeah.
Okay. Make it happen.
Yeah. You good, Black?
I'm good, man. I'm good. That's enough time. All October's right. Good.
All right, but 14.
Let me ask y'all a question real quick.
14. What's up?
How do y'all feel about Max Kellerman no longer being on First Take?
I feel weird for a little bit.
It don't matter to me. I don't need one of them bone spaghettis anyway.
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I like Max.
I like Max
by himself, but I don't fuck with Stephen A.
I mean, yo, I mess with Max Kellerman because he's a Giant fan, but I don't like his take on it, yo.
You know what? I don't like man. They kind of some of the worst. He a liberal. I'm starting to watch it and really realize they like some of the worst. And I just don't like, you're right, I don't like his stance on his take because it'd be weird. It'd be weird. So, yeah. But whatever. Whatever, it's going to be weird for people who love the show. The space is missing. And we'll see who they replace him with. But other than that, fuck all these dudes and their fans. They be on some weird politics.
He's leaving for a bigger spotlight. He's going to have a bigger position for us.
Yeah,
he's going to have his own show.
and they're going to fill First Take with special guests daily to help come in and analyze like that. Like, it'll always be a special guest for that day versus Stephen A.
We should submit an entry or something, let them know, and say, like, oh, we should be on morning, one of the morning shows.
Man, so
let
this channel popping and let them know what the hell is really going on out here. Understand me? So, we got 4 minutes to the live broadcast. You know what to do. You know what to do. But, here's the thing, fellas. We just found out my son is a bum. Drew Locke. You're a whole damn bum out here, boy. I saw Josh Rosen got cut. You're a whole bum, too. Sam Darnold, we watching you. Because remember, this was a heavy thing. These quarterbacks and all this talking. Crazy thing. It seems like Baker Mayfield is the only one in China.
He got cut from the Falcons.
Who was this?
Josh Rosen. I thought the Falcons picked him up.
No, I believe he got cut from the 49ers.
Yeah, and the Falcons picked him up.
Yeah. The Falcons picked him up. Man, he's bum-ass quarterbacks, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He's a bounce around at this point in time. He's a bum.
Hey, fucking journeyman. That's what I was saying the same thing when I seen he got signed. I was like, damn, he was still out there?
Yeah, a whole bum out here. So you was on the bum. You know that. Bum-D. You out of here. So all of the Josh Rosenites, we knew he was a bum. I didn't think he had pride enough to get bounced around this much. I thought he'd have been out of here, you know, doing some crypto or stocks or some shit. Who knows? But he's a bum. It looks like it, you know, it's looking like my son's a bum. And the only reason why I went to, you know, went here is because Drew Locke did not win a starting job. Teddy Two Gloves did. And
told you, Teddy B was gonna win it.
You know, shout out to Teddy P. Shout out, you know, Teddy Two Gloves. As the man guarantee would say.
Was right on that.
He was right. You know, Chase Cleo. That's a new term for me, Chase Cleo. But here's the thing with it is we played them week one. Are you afraid of your guy? Are you afraid of him?
Are we afraid of Denver? Hell
no. No. Are you afraid of Teddy Two Gloves? Teddy Pendergrass?
Nah, I'm not. I'm not worried about Teddy B. Not in that first game. Like, I think it's going, you know, he's going to have a good season, though. Yeah, I mean, but that first game, like, off the rip against this defense? Nah, I ain't worried. I ain't worried about. Now, if it was somebody like a Tom Brady, maybe even a Dak Prescott. I probably would want Dak Prescott week one, though, you know, because his leg's still dangling. But, you know what I'm saying?
It seems he has more of a shoulder problem. They keep looking at his shoulder for some reason. But
bro, I'm right here, bro.
Yeah. You know, shout out to First and Goal, man. We need to get First and Goal. We need to get what's up, bro?
But yeah, no, I ain't afraid of no Teddy B right now,
Yeah, we need to get First and Goal. What's the other brother name, bro? From Cincinnati.
Chill Will.
Chill Will. Yeah, we need to get Chill Will in the building.
And Chill Will full of shit. He like, y'all MIA. No, you MIA, motherfucker.
Nah, we need to give him the number. If he front, then he front. Same thing.
I gave him the number, and I his DM and shit.
He's fronting then.
Yeah, he got
okay.
The keys.
Okay.
I got it. He phony, son.
Yo, MIA, y'all don't be on.
That's what he last DM'd me. Right, no, you MIA.
Yeah, no, we don't be on that fucking racist ass Podbean where people are attacking you.
Oh,
what the hell is that about, son?
How
do you just leak everything else? You got racist people attacking us and acting like they're admin and all this. This is crazy.
That's crazy, man. That shit was crazy.
We were being trolled over there. That shit was out of control, boy. And you probably was, too, when you put up a show or whatever y'all was doing. Before you found us. You know.
Yeah, that shit was out.
You probably in the Shakedown chat, too. You probably in there.
He is. That's why I put it, because he was in there talking about where we at. And I saw it, right? I was just so happened to be in there. And I put the number in there. I was like, we right here.
He probably turned off the joint, too. He probably put it on mute. It's just in there. But shout out to that brother, man. We miss that brother. I miss him. You know what I'm saying? Always talking shit. And the brother first and goal. I miss those brothers.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. With the baby in the background. Baby always want to talk. I'm a born a giant fan. Ain't no Cowboy fan. He born a Giant fan. He always want to chime in on the Giant show.
You being disrespectful.
But yeah.
You sure?
Last preseason game, man. We get to see some of these starters. What y'all wanna see at this last preseason game?
Real quick, before we go on that, I just want the whole world to know how much we love your kids, because we'll call them motherfuckers on this show. I just
want to
know that.
That's a fact, though. First of all, the Shakedown love the kids. Take down the kids,
kids,
the baby.
We
love the kids. You understand that? Every last one of y'all believe that. And I know it's protect black women, yeah, because they, you know, the factories, they make the babies. Stuff to the household. But definitely you have
got
to
got mine and dad's on bank account. This motherfucker's got an ordering problem.
I believe the children are the future. That's what I do.
Yeah. Create a bank account for you to order shit all goddamn thing.
Did you meet me?
Yo, it's expensive, man.
Super fucking
it's gonna
expensive.
It's going to be to a point now, as far as I'm concerned, because I already was married for 15 years plus. I mean, at this point in time, I know it really is expensive just to have that mate there. I'm gonna tell you why. It's because your money is her money, and your money is not her money is not your money. It's just it's a weird thing. Not unless you configure it differently. It's just really weird. And I'm out here currently dating, and it's the same thing. They still think the same thing. I'm like, oh, the hell, what happened to your independence and all this? Oh, all right then.
Just want to spend your goddamn money. That's
some
bullshit like this.
Yeah, it really is interesting.
Fuck
to me.
I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back.
But,
tell me, baby, I'm a feminist. Let's spend both our money.
Yo, I'm with the feminist movement on that one. And I'll be telling them, too, I'm a lesbian. Like, what? I'm a whole lesbian out here. I love women. Hey, what's up now?
Word. Black, straight up and down, B. I'm a lesbian.
They be looking at me like
I'm
crazy. Lady. That's inappropriate.
Bro, I let
like,
you know I'm
that's inappropriate, baby. Mama. I'm sorry. Bro.
What?
I color outside
lesbian,
of the line.
Lesbian. That's me. I'm a thespian lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah,
I just black. I just got to let it know. No, I bring my own toys, bitch. Don't think that. Bring my own. Yeah, you ain't got to provide no services. I got this. You
ass broke.
You
best
not set nothing in the clutch. He got this. You know me?
Hey, yo. Off topic. But either chose one from the Bronx. You seen the new season of the Titans shit?
All day, every day, bro.
I'm fucking with this Titans. Oh, yeah, yo. Like, now they doing the whole...
What's that, the team Titans?
All right, I got to ask you one question. Did you think that he was going down, though?
Yeah, because it's like in the comics.
You thought he was going down?
It's in the comics. It's when he turned the Red Hood and shit.
No, no, no. I'm talking about Hawk.
Oh, I didn't get to that yet. But I know that.
Tell the audience and the people what y'all talking about in the show and the name of the show.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the Titan. That's the as you would say, it would normally look like it's the kids, right? Of the Justice League. But that's a superhero team that's made up of guys and girls, of course, with superpowers, obviously. Before they could get to the Justice League, they have to be good enough to be a Teen Titan. But in this, the Titans are a little bit older, though. They're not like 14, 15. They on some 17, 18, 19, and a couple of them is 20, 22, 23, because the things they doing in there. If he was nine, if you 16, I don't want my kids to see that. But
and what is
yo,
this on?
They going in.
Song?
Yo,
Disney,
fam, they going
not
in.
Not Disney. What is this on? What network?
Now it's on HBO Max.
And so I could watch it tonight.
Yeah, they so it's explicit, erotic, so profane. It's
bro.
All of that.
All right, now, once you pop it in, pause. Like, once you watch the first episode, you're going to get hooked, you know? I'm trying to tell you, because you look at it, I swear
so
I put
it
off.
Like, what season is it on? Hold on. Is it, like, on season two or season seven? What is it on?
They just started season three. So you got, like, two seasons.
That's not too bad. What is it,
45
minutes?
Like, you'll wipe that shit out, bro. It's like when you look at it at first, though, you're like, oh, man, that's a lot of episodes. But, yeah, I mean, you'll wipe the shit off because they not all like an hour. Like, some of them be like 30-something minutes. Some of them be 44, 45.
I can do that early. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I can do that early. I know
what you want to like about it, Black? Everybody's storyline is dope. You ain't going to think nobody joined is boring. You ain't going to be like, hey, I don't want to see this broad or... I don't want to see this dude. Yo, everybody's storyline is dope. Like the way they got Nightwing in that. He fights his demons all the time about not wanting to be Batman, even though he ready to pass the mantle to him. Bruce Wayne is stupid old in that. He like 60-something.
Yo, mad old, son. But he in that shit, bro. Yo, this shit is so ill. And, like, the girl Raven and shit, she the most powerful motherfucker, bro. Like, that's
now, but I'm going to tell you the thing that I really sat back and thought, because I was like, yo, I can't keep up with all this shit, boy. It's too much. Plus, I'm trying to create and be in a different space. I'm like, how can I keep up with culture and, you know, create? I can't even do it. It's a hard balance.
You can't.
Plus,
you got to control. Maneuver your time.
But think about the writers, the actual creative tanks that are writing these things. Yo, shout out to them, man. Shout out to the writers.
Yo.
Shout out to all of the creatives. And we have creatives and writers too, by the way. And I'm waiting for them to wake up, because it's just, we have to figure out where the grinds are, you know, more.
What's the chick? What's the chick from?
And
you know what? And I'm sorry to cut you off, but these motherfucking Black women are ruling right now. When you talk about Lena Raif, you talk about the chick from Power, which she just got a deal with Netflix. Yo, she just got a deal with Netflix. She about to do content on there. They just gave her the bag. You know what I mean? Yo, and then Issa Rae. You know what I mean? And all Black women, too. So shout outs to all these Black women, these sisters, coming up, doing their thing. But like you said, we got some of our own and shit that we need to go ahead and get to it and shit. But yeah, like, bro, this shit, man, it's a lot of content.
Shout out to the queens. Shout out to all of the kings too. By the way, doing voiceovers, doing all this and that. And I'm still working on that too. By the way, fellas, I'm working on this dude shitting on me. You ain't answer. But
and my shout out, my shout out to the queens is this. All of you guys, and I mean, I don't really care if you were or not, but the fact that you are, I got to show you love. All of y'all that are black superheroes, B, that started off as white women. Batgirl, Supergirl, Starfire. These are white characters, bro, played by black women. Black Lightning's daughter, Solaris, or whatever her name was, man, whatever her name was. You know? Like, look at all these black queens that are superheroes,
look,
bro.
I got to be honest. This is what I want to say. Be honest. Shout out to those queens because it's all opportunity and space. But I want everything to be the original way it was supposed to be. I want them to also bolster up. Listen to me. I want them also to bolster up the characters that are ethnic in nature or whatever it is. But we know a lot of this shit is based off of some of the real culture and understanding of what, if you go into mythology before some of the books are stolen, you realize exactly where a lot of this stuff came from. And Stan Lee was saying it. I don't know about DC. I don't really know about DC, but Stan Lee was saying it before he died, where a lot of the inspiration came from. So the shit is kind of crazy to me a lot of times, but I want them at least to boast up the characters they made in that nature and make their storylines be, you know, prevalent. That's why I kind of like the Snyder version. When what's going on? It's kind of Cyborg. Is that his name? His name is Cyborg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo. You know, his storyline, like, damn, I'm like, oh, this is dope. And then he tied into everything, like, so that was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was completely dope. And, you know, I like that type of stuff. But I don't really like them changing the narrative of all things and making them this and that. It's okay, because at certain points, we can see agendas. You know what I mean? I don't care who it benefits. I see agendas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I like about that type of shit. My bad. Well, what I like about the Titan shit is, of course, these superheroes, they superheroes. But, of course, you know what I mean, it's just like rappers, you know what I mean, dating rappers. Or movie actors dating other movie actors. It's like, y'all have a common interest. Y'all all do the same thing. So why wouldn't you one night hook up? You know what I'm saying? And then that hookup lead to a goddamn child which has the same or even better superpowers. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what I like about that shit is, like, the evolution. You know what I'm saying? The evolution of these guys that caught superpowers or began their superpowers, now they have kids. What the fuck is that about? Like, what would that be like? You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that's what
dope.
The Titans
that's,
dope.
That, now, that's dope.
That's what I like.
I want them to come out because I always love, you know, the what if, and that's kind of how we went tonight for us, the what if category. I always like the what if, you know what I'm saying? Because I think those comics were something that really brought something different to us in different combinations, right? And to where I think they can really start opening up a lot of their verses and all this and that because the writers, and I'm saying shout out to them again, regardless of your shade, your hue, your avatar, it's a lot of creatives out here that are putting together some shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't keep up. Like, whether it's fictional street, fictional science fiction, meaning like, you know, going all crazy with mystical gods or universes and things of this nature, you just can't keep up, my dude. Like, it's just too much. You know what I mean? In order for you to live life. But shout out to them because there's a lot of them eating right now. They're eating. The sisters, the brothers, you know what I'm saying? Our European counterparts, the Latin counterparts, the Asian, everybody eating. Eating. Because everybody's story getting told. It's so, you know, when I go on to, when I finally look at my cable TV, And I start scrolling, like, there's so many different channels on. Dude, I'm about to cancel this shit. I'm not up here. I'm not watching.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It is. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I'm definitely, I'm on it. I like to stay on top of the culture. I like to stay on top of things that I really like about. So it's like, you know, some things, like those gods and all that stuff, like I'm not really interested, so I won't be on top of shit like that. Pause. But, like, things for the culture and, you know what I mean, music and stuff like that, like I'm on it. I'm just like, I'm a sponge, like I need more, like I need more information, more. Even when I'm done with that, I need more. Like I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me, like I'm an information junkie, bro. Real shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with you, bro. Let me tell you something. That's how I feel about everything. The absorption of information, it's like a high for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just take things in and be like, word? For real? Oh, yep. All right. And then when I break it down to myself, to the most simplest form, and I'm able to give that to my children, or just even the way I do content when it comes to football. Like, I take whatever is complicated and I make it real simple. You know, it's an addiction, bro. And there's nothing wrong with having that addiction as opposed to so many other ones that are negative. I'm with you on that. I love that.
Okay.
Being a student,
you know,
and then turning into
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. I think that's what you're saying in the amount, all the way, you know, in the totality is kind of different to what I'm trying to say is like when it comes to creative art as far as visual, theater, that type of thing. Because remember this, TV shows turn from TV shows into movies, yo.
Comic books turn into movies.
Of course, because now when the well gets filled, that you know, all of these variations get put on top. But here's the thing: the variations were never seen before, right? They were slapped out because they weren't standard. There is no standard. Everything now is just open market.
Yo, think about it, bro. Think about it, bro. They made motherfucking movies off of shit that they was reading in the newspapers each and every day. The comics that you were used to read in the newspapers. They made movies off of that now. The Garfields and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no, but hold on. That was start of franchise. Just like The Simpsons. I remember The Simpsons being on the Tracy Ullman show back in the day. Before, you know, that's just the start. These are franchises. These are people that are behind these things. And then it evolves, right? You know, writers and different animation. But the main thing that happens is the pool of creators back then, there were standards. And they were breaking the rules, The Simpsons. They led up to what? Family Guys and all the rest of it. Because they were breaking the rules. Yo, there's no limit to it anymore.
Real quick, my guys, I don't mean to
television.
I don't mean to shift. I just want to know. Did y'all know that Kyle Rudolph was back on the field today? I don't know if y'all meant
it. J-Rock spoke on it.
All right, that's cool. Because I'm just looking right now. You know, I'm checking my Giants news. But please, go ahead. I'm intrigued.
No, that's okay. You've been stuck in the television, man. I mean, yeah, shout out to all the creators, man, and the writers.
This is what I like about television right now. The entertainment part about it, a lot of the shit, and I think I spoke on this a few weeks ago or whatever. I don't know, whatever. But what I like about it is that it goes back in history and it goes back in time. And it tells you a story. And it tells you a story, somebody's story of the 80s, somebody's story of the 90s. Somebody's story, you know what I mean? And you get to go back and flash back to these times of what your story was in that time. Like, oh, yeah, I remember that shit. This is what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I like that aspect of it because it's telling a story. And, like, that's why I like the powers and I like the, you know, the snowfalls and the, you know what I mean, those type of things.
Pieces, right? Urban, I guess you would say urban time period pieces, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Urban history. Mm-hmm. Urban history. Because listen, man, they wiped out a lot of our history because, it like, our history didn't matter.
It was in, like, magazines, like Don Beaver.
Exactly. But now, like, our history, like, from that standpoint, even from, like, the 60s on up, you know what I'm saying? Like, we made a impact on this in America. You know what I mean? And our stories need to be told.
Because, you know, the honest truth, I hate to say it this way, and then Rico and all that, but it was brought up because of this, you know, because these kids came out here, a product that the government made and gave, and we know that. It's not just because, you know, Singleton and them put it up. We know this now because they put it out there also. The CIA was the one that came up with it, right?
Yo, real
and
quick.
And they had a situation.
This female wrestler, AEW, yo, she got cake, bro.
Like, she black?
Nah, it's white girl. Pineapple upside down cake, bro.
That's one that's black, bro, and it's like, she like, yo, she's short and she like compact. It's just like how I like it, bro. I'm like, oh, my God.
My bad, Black. I just had to call out the cake. I'm like, God damn, can I have two slices?
Yeah, AEW got some baddies. WWE do too, though. Man, Sasha Banks is, oh, my God, bro. Like, man.
Yeah, she is a one
of. Bro, what the fuck?
Go ahead, Black. My bad, bro. I just had to call out the damn. This wrestling,
you know, I was trying to Google it, but I was not fast enough. Pause. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to Google it. What are you talking about, man? Let me see. If you interrupt the mouth, I got to see this cake.
I got to see. What's the girl name? The wrestler name? She on AEW.
I don't know her name.
What's the name again?
I got to turn the TV.
Call her name. Yeah, he didn't catch it.
Shit, man. Look, I got to be honest. I love women, all right? And I'm going to say this, too. This is probably a thing. I don't know. Why is it a thing? It's kind of weird, maybe. But heterosexuals need to stay heterosexual. I don't know why now, but it's kind of weird. But it's a thing. It's like, yo, son, I'm heterosexual. I'm proud of it. All right, it's a thing.
They all whipping
around.
Are you
sure? Oh, okay. Like, yo, this is weird, man. I don't know.
I'm going to look her up. I'll look her up later. But she got cake.
All right. Shout out to the shorties with the cake. I don't care what your hue is. You got cake and a motherfucking yoga pants.
That's
shout
funny that
you
say that shit, though, man.
You be brightening up.
You seen that Mr. C shit?
Yeah, I saw that, what is it called, Kitchen Talk with Mano?
No, I didn't see that, but I just know, like,
I saw that
getting caught with the motherfucking trannies and shit.
Nah, he was breaking it down. That's why you got to watch that show, bro. Go watch that show. I'm telling you, go watch that show. My bad.
Yeah.
You know, stepping on your knowledge, but go watch that show, and it tells you everything about him. He's saying it.
Yeah, he's letting it be known. He said, Mano, listen, I don't want you to get in trouble. I want you to understand what we call them and represent. Yeah, yo, he letting it be known. That's what I like.
The back end didn't understand it because he didn't tell us, right? Here's the problem with that whole situation. You have to let people know who you are. Here's the thing. It really isn't none of our business, though, right? But you're a public figure, and somebody's going to sneak into your business to where they're going to find out. Now, Were you messy in the situation? Whatever. It doesn't matter. You needed to tell your family and everybody around you, this is what you do. Be aware of, you know, something was going to come or whatever, whatever. This is who I am. And then we respect it. But when you don't do that, and you're like Andrew Gilliam, go Google that. That's a whole different thing. It's crazy. You got a whole family. You're doing this. Like, that's messy. That's crazy. Like,
I remember Andrew Gilliam, bro.
Yeah, tell people. Yeah, in Florida, right? Bro. Tell people who the fuck you are. What's going on with you, man?
Motherfucker wilding out, boy.
I'll tell you, you know, you're a weird dude. You're a weird dude, but he made a song. He could down low. Yeah, y'all all on the down low. Y'all crazy.
Yo, Black, the crazy shit in that interview, right? When he was correcting Mano, and he was like, so you like he, she? He like, no, Mano, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't call them that. Refer to them as women because it'll get you in trouble. He like, I don't want you to get in trouble, bro. So Mano like, yo, let me just, like, yo, so you like women dressing up, you like men dressing up like women? He like, that's what I do. That's what I do. So Mano like, yo, so you piping? You popping and all that? He like, nah. Never no penetration. Never nothing like that. Just head. Just head. He like, so you just like chopped off. He like, yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That was crazy to me for him to talk like that.
Hold on, wait. He created a whole new definition for, like,
words.
Nah,
yo, please don't watch that
one,
bro.
He did not create no whole new definition. He just told him what he likes. That's his thing.
And he told Mano to make sure. Right, but he made sure to tell Mano how to address them, because then he'll get like the backlash, like, you know, the whole LGBTQ will start calling in and he'll get the backlash from that. So he's like, listen, I don't want you to have no beef with them, and I don't want them organizations to start calling you. So this is how you address them. He even helping him address them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He was, LRP, you got to see that, bro. For one of the brothers to talk like that about loving something like that is crazy. It's crazy.
That's one of those word of mouth things, bro. Pause. But I'm good. You told me what it was, so
hey,
I feel like I've seen it. I feel like I've seen it. I'm good.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
I was in a break room earlier, and they had on the tag on one of these shows where it's just a panel. Motherfucker's belly aching. That shit would irritate me. And I left my dag on headphones, and I'm trying to eat my lunch. And all I hear is,
your truth. I was like, yo, somebody turn this shit off. I straight up became an old dude, get off my lawn type shit. I don't know what was going on. I just got it just... The twins, the frequency, just irritating me. I'm like, you're so dumb.
Can I ask a deeper question? Pause, then that, then, right? Let me ask a deeper question. Because in that, I didn't see that interview or hear that interview, but I heard him speak to Ebro in the morning about it. And what Ebro was saying was like, you know what I mean? Because he kept asking him, are you gay? And he says, no, I'm not gay, right? So basically, just how y'all broke it down, right? That's his preference. That's what he liked to do. But what Ebro was saying was, look, like, since 2013, they have put this thing out there where they want people to be them and to just come out and say who you are.
So if you gay, it doesn't matter, just say that. But he's adamant, like, I'm not gay, but that's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for it was, since Ebro said that, and it has been like, I mean, it's, look at this shit. I mean, look at it, where it has gone to. I mean, this dude is fucking naked twerking, and it's a rapper. So it's gotten to this point.
Hold
Do y'all
on,
think it's
who,
good
hold on,
or bad?
Who the hell is Lil Nas X, man? Hold on.
Yo, Shay, can I just say something real quick and I'm letting it go? I can't do it. I can't do it, Shay. And I'm not going to go no further than that. I can't do it. I can't watch
well,
him. I can't look at him.
No, first of all, let's get into how the young fella was introduced to us. It was Brokeback Mountain, but at the same time, the kids got it different way, right? Nobody knew this was going to be this way. So he came out on Twitter or some of these things and said, whatever his preference was in sexuality, right? Let's remember what this is. Sexuality. Okay. So that's what he does. Now we know. Now everything else that's coming out, you know, he starts with the blood shoes and all this. He starts going crazy. We don't know what's going on. Remember, he tried to put out a shoe with Nike with everybody who made the shoe. Their blood was in the shoe. It was crazy. I think it was called either the Satan or the Lucifer shoe. We had a film. So there's a lot of confusion going on over there.
And see, that's where I hold the responsibility on these people when they talk about my truth. And, you know, I want to be able to be who I am. It all stems without making any money.
Yeah, you're breaking up. So you're breaking up. You're breaking up, yeah?
All right, hold on.
Yo.
Good to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So it all stems from a repression, a mental repression of sexuality. Because if I feel that it is a lost concept or a denial, if you will, speaking on the psychological side of it, that you can, you know, carry the torch for something like this and not recognize the sexuality part. You know what I'm saying? It's like having saying I don't eat meat or calling yourself a vegan, but, you know, you'll eat chicken or some shit or fish. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're in denial of that one important part that makes it what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you want to now try to get society to revert that level of thinking or that, that level of thinking, all because now you want to try to make it seem like it's something else. But it all started with the sexuality.
Yeah, you're doing some Optimus Prime. But at the same time, listen. The boy, to me, I don't know much about him. Like, I'm a super. I can say he attached himself to a community and not a person or a relationship or whatever that is, right? So it seems to me he kind of trolled. I don't even know what it is. He go up to kiss somebody in the mouth and all that. To me, Will Smith and all of them did that. Until this man attached himself to these people and them, whatever's going on, I don't know what's going on with this kid. All I know is he's pushing some weird messages. There's some weird messaging coming to this kid. He brought the kids in on a regular, you know, vibe. And now, shit turned into something different. That's all I'm saying. That boy done went to the top of the pyramid with this shit.
Can you hear me? Yeah, good. Yeah, you're fine enough. But yeah, man.
All right, so what it is, right, because it's the argument that I usually throw out, because what usually happens when people get in the uproar is they're not allowing me to love who I want to love in public, right? And that's where the whole uproar comes from. I want to be able to love who I want to love in public. Okay, fine. But for years, it's, even if you're out in public as a man and a woman, you can't be out there going all crazy. You know what I'm saying? The woman can't be out there with her ass out, and then you out there with your dick out, and y'all just walking down the fucking street. That shit isn't acceptable. It's fucking normal society. So what is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? You're trying to subvert or subserviate the whole point and perpetuate something that never really existed in the first place, but you want that society to just let the reins go and allow you to do this. But it all started from a point of sexuality and the repression of that sexuality. So now you just want the card-carrying free right to be a freak, point blank, to be blunt. You know what I'm saying? Or freaky. Not a freak, but to be freaky. Because I'm not calling nobody a freak because of who they love and who they want. That's not what I'm saying. But you want to be able to march down the street with your ass out. That's not acceptable in any society. So what is you talking about? That's the part that I don't get. And a lot of people, they manipulate that point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I get you. I get you. It's the shoving it. Hey, oh, my God, what's wrong with me today? But, hey, shoving it down your throat. You know what I mean? But that's what it is. It's right in our face, and they smacking us with it. Like, this is okay. This is okay. And it, you know what I mean? It's like,
like I said, we can clearly see agendas, man. There's an agenda being pushed. We was cool with little what's her name, Little Ma. We was cool with Young Ma.
Young Ma, right? I think that's her name. Young Ma.
Yeah, Young Ma. We was cool with Young Ma.
Young Ma, yeah.
Yeah. We're cool with him.
And see the problem,
so
the
good.
Issue.
But
that
I did see,
right,
I did see that photo where she tried to put an eyelash at the bottom of her chin like it was head. That was crazy. That shit had me laughing for like 3 days.
Yo, but Black, I'm not going to say too much, and let me let the people know so they can understand what I mean. The reason why E is not going to talk so much about the sexual agenda, because that's what it is. It's a sexual agenda.
Yeah.
It's because of my spirituality. So my spirituality is an actual opposite. There's no room for flexibility. So I don't want to upset the world in my thought, my feeling, my personal thought, you know,
yeah.
I mean, all of those ways. You know what I'm
here's
saying? So
thing,
I don't want to do
it. I understand that, brother, but here's the reason why I love Boosie. A lot of things they do, because they've been doing a lot of weird shit for a long time. But here's the thing. When you stand up and just say, hey, look, I'm just heterosexual, and this is my point for my kids and everything. I want to be able to protect my family. You can't tell me how I'm supposed to raise my family. If I'm saying things like that's going on in society, cool, listen to that. But get off my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? All your kids should have a choice whether they want to. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck is you telling me you can't get in this house? You don't pay none of these bills, none of these taxes. What the fuck is you talking about?
And see, that's the thing, because, and not to stay too much on it, because I don't want to talk about it. I don't want her to know in my sleep. You know what I'm saying? Not y'all, but America is annoying as fuck. So the whole shit is annoying.
Man, that's why I love Boosie, man. That's why I love Boosie.
You you look at Young Ma, like I was just talking about, or even like, you know, other individuals who may, you know, are females, but they walk on the tougher side, if you will. You know what I'm saying? And the mannerisms, the outfits, and their culture is...
Oh, Rodriguez.
You can put that next to something. You really can, because dudes act like that. There are a lot of dudes who act like that. So you can put it next to something. I think a lot of the issues is, for a lot of people, is when you see a male as flamboyant, you don't see, you can't put that next to nothing, because even females don't act like that. You know what I'm saying? And I've asked the female, and I've asked the individual who was a part of that culture, and I asked them straight up. I was like, yo, why do you over-accentuate everything when you communicate, whether it's body language, whether it's or talking? And he was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, and I asked the female right next to us, like, how do you feel about that? Do you feel that he's mocking you because you don't act like that, but he's trying to be what you do? You know what I'm saying? And she was like, yeah, I never thought about it like that. So I was like, that's a you know what I mean? If there's something there as far as the vitriol that the whole topic and the whole subject and the whole issue on America comes from, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I mean, if you go into the history of what now they're trying to make, before they made it a mental illness, now they're trying to just make it a public thing to where it's just okay. Meaning, the bottom line of it, I hate to really get, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I always do this. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Yeah, shout out to you,
I'm
guys.
I'm so proud.
Nice point.
You should know that question. I'm so proud. I am super proud, right? I'm 20
Yo,
because that's the real
you got
real
17
script,
minutes
bro.
In the broadcast.
I couldn't control myself.
Woo! I was about to capsize this shit. We got 17 minutes in the broadcast. Let's get some closing statements done. I'm gonna start with Shakes Montana.
Yeah, that's great, cause my phone about to die and some old shit. But man, excellent show, man. And even in the third hour, the topics that we got on in this third hour was, it's crazy, and it's that's something that the motherfucking people need to hear, and the people need to hear the shakedown, man. So I'm glad that we about to make this move. It's even going to take us even further on where we're trying to go. Shout-outs to the fellas. I can't wait to see everybody and we make this move together. That's going to be great and awesome. Toba, that's what's up, man. So, yeah, man, great show. Black Freezy, I love the concepts and everything that you came out with. And I'll hold down tomorrow's show, but you will be hearing from LRP. Just I will be holding it down for my brother, for personal reasons, but we got you, bro. And that's it, man. Shout out to y'all.
He's living his best life. He don't got time for Thursday, brothers.
That's what's up. Shout out to the brother, man.
Hey,
and,
man, we know what time
you know,
it is, man.
Hold on. This is what we need to do, though. This is what we need to do. We need to support men. We need to support heterosexual men that's doing their thing out here, you know, supporting their family. You know what I'm saying? Like, really out here working in the trenches, starting businesses
and
different
and that,
things. And I'm here fucking with crypto and stocks and all types of
you
shit.
Know what? And yeah. that starts then with us right
shout
here.
Out to,
and
shout out to black men. Shout out to white men, too, doing their thing. But if you're in line with us, that's we fucking with you. But the honest truth is, shout out to our black king. The shit is going down. You understand this?
And let me start, let
love,
me start
you
with
know,
us
love
then.
It to you.
Let's start with us then. Shout outs to Black Freezy, LRP, J Rock, Shakes Montana Manon, my brothers, for keeping the black heterosexual man, hardworking, family taken care of first and family first on a regular basis. Let's start with the foundation. They say things start at home. And when you can do things internally, then you can do things externally. So first, I'm going to start internally. Shout outs to each and every one of you brothers who have been fighting,
who have been dealing with what you've been dealing with, who've been going through your trials, but holding it down first and foremost for family first as heterosexual black men. And I love you all. Let's get that out there first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now we can
love,
move forward.
We know what it is.
Hello, now we can move forward. Statement.
Yes, sir. Hello, P. Give us a closing statement, sir.
Fantastic. We'll move into a position where hopefully I can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
So, first, shout out to Shake, man, and the brothers and all of y'all. No, really, no first, no second, no third, but as a collective, I might be breaking up for a second. But as a collective, man, that's where, when I just shedding some real shit, when I got the text earlier after I said what I said, and the brother responded back, yo, I got you. Man, the amount of emotion, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it was because it was a rough day. Brother killed it today. And not to say that in vain, because the things that I was killing as I'm now gloating on, the situation and the levity of what I was dealing with was heavy. So it's weird. It's a weird feeling, but it's a fulfilling feeling. And when I wanted to just jumpstart this thing and make a plan after what I did in the past week, I was able to set myself up to do it. I want to get it done. Because we are four talented brothers, and we need to start getting paid, and we need to start really bringing what we do to the world and having that residual come back and that love come back. So we
Amen.
Appreciate the fans, and we hope you guys definitely take us to the next level, because you brought us this far, and we brought ourselves even further. So let's continue to do this, and thank you, all of y'all, man, Black, J-Rock, Shakes, E. My brothers, can't wait to see y'all. Great show. And, yeah.
Amen to that, bro.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. All right. You'll be chosen one from the Bronx. Take it home, baby.
Listen, brothers. Football is our passion. It's our love. Some of us played it. I think we all did. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter the level. But this is created, as we always say, by fans for the fans, man. And that's something that we take very serious. And it's in our voices. It's in our hearts. It's in our thoughts. We do this every single day, and people didn't realize this was coming out of just off the love. But for anything they say that you love in this life, if you love it that much, you can get paid to do it. And there's other people on lesser platforms, lesser content, weaker thought processes, weaker analytics, and nowhere near shining the way we are. And as my brother LRP alluded to, it's time for what we love to start paying us as well. And I know the fans is going to be with us, because they've been with us, as he said, thus far, taking us to the next level as we elevate ourselves. A profound statement. But it's also something that I'm going to throw into that when it comes to what we are. Brothers, we've been dealing with this thing for years together. We have formed a fist, a mighty hand, bro. It's five of us. J-Rock, Black, Shakes, LRP, and myself. And when we come together, we form a fist, bro. And ain't nothing stronger than a fist. Slaps will hurt, but a fist will break. Yo, I'm proud to be one of the fingers on that hand, B, that's moving forward and moving upward in this thing that we call the shakedown. I couldn't be more happier to have a set of brothers around me and doing what I do. This is more than a show, and I always said that to the fans. This is more than a show. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys, as they say. And stay tuned, because it's only going to get greater. Because I'm surrounded by greatness. Be the chosen one from the Bronx. Y'all know what time it is.
Right. J-Rock drop. But We got Daniel C, man. Give us a closing statement, Daniel C, if you would. Okay, okay. That brother probably working. You out there. Another man. Heterosexual white male. You understand that? Handling the handle. Let's get it out there. Shout out to the brother, man. Good to see you, man.
West hey, Coast, man. That brother is ivory. That brother is ivory.
And
like
he's a business
like
owner.
Like an elephant suck.
He's a business man. That's the man. Shout out to Dan T. The West Coast. Yo, man. Terrific shows. I know. Sometimes it's spotty. We're getting back. Remember, we was on Podbean, man. We're getting back. We're going to get back. And we're getting the business together. Everything going to be the way it's supposed to be. It's time that we monetize, man. That's just point blank. Okay? Shout out to the brothers, man. Shout out to Sheikh Montaigne. Let me tell you something, man. Sheikh Montaigne not only just showed up first, but he was like, yo, supporting the topic. That's what it was. That means that shit. Let me tell you something. And then, you know, reiterating, you know, the questions and things, you know, different things. Shout out to you, brother. Appreciate you, man. You're the chosen one from the Bronx. LLP. J-Rock. Lou, you're a little off today. You probably need to drink a little more water or something like that. You're a little off. Okay.
Yo. Real, I don't want to tramp on your clothes in black. I just wanted to say earlier, man, my bad about the whole numbers thing. The whole running back situation got me in a bad mood. I'm telling you, these people are really going
No.
The whole pandemic
It was key because, like Shay said, you bought the energy because you needed the energy. So it was all good. But let me tell you something. We don't have the time for some of you whack ass podcasts out here too. We about to get on a mashing shit. We used to mash out back in the day. We used to pop up on your shit and show you what's going on. We're gonna start mashing again. Let me be honest with you, man. We are gonna put some shit together to let y'all know we're not playing no more. And that's what's happening. Stay tuned. No more talking about it online. Here's the thing. Tune in tomorrow. Driving Thursdays. Checks Montaigne. Hold it down. Anybody else got anything else? Man, you know, say a shout out. Or do anything before we get out of here. You good? Alright, you good. Alright. Yeah. Take a phone,
baby. You went to me? Did you go to me? I didn't hear you. I think you was breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you good.
Yeah. You got anything you want to say before we get off? Or whatever?
Yeah, listen. I can't wait till tomorrow. I got something in store for it. And we talking roster. We got the last preseason game coming up. We talking roster. So y'all join us then 6 p.m. Eastern Time. If it's not 6, definitely check us out for 7. Just give me some grace period time. If I don't go on time. But other than that, it was something else that I wanted to say. But shout-outs to the brothers, man. Appreciate everything. Appreciate y'all. And I can't wait to get this shit going. I can't wait to get this shit official. And we make our moves the way we need to make our moves. So, other than that, like I always say around this time, I don't expect y'all to agree with us. Damn, so expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up because we keep shit live. It's the shakedown up in New York Giants on that drive for 5. And we out of there. It's the way Black Freezy.
And you just been shook by the shakedown crew, and we the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, smash him. We gonna smash him.
Yeah.
Yo, Shakes. It's